Well, we're talking with former owner of Indian Country Sports, our old friend Steve Koski. And Steve, I appreciate you sharing your insight about this deer season in Berrigan County. Could I ask you, first of all, what part of Berrigan County? Are you in the north end or up by the lake, or are you in the south part of Berrigan County?
North end by the lake. That's home, and that's stomping grounds, and that's where I stay.
Was there a lot of acorns last year there?
Mixed. Some of the trees had real good, some didn't. Some of the apple trees had fantastic apples, some didn't. So I think there was still a pretty good food crop.
Well, they're claiming that the reason there was such good antler development, and in most of the bucks that have been shot this year have a great fat content, fat layer to them, because of those acorns, is what everyone's saying, last year and all through the winter. So you mentioned we're off to a warm start so far. One more would do wonders for this deer herd. But overall, do you think that the numbers are bouncing back? They're starting to?
We didn't see numbers back ourselves, but I did talk to some other people, and they did say that they did. I just was out this morning around, bumped into quite a few people who talked, and they said that, yeah, they did see more. You know, it's predicting a hard, cold winter, and it's predicting a snowy winter. We've already got a month plus into this winter way above normal, and it's not looking like anything majorly changing for another week or so yet.
Yeah.
So the deer are getting a break. You know, they're talking about that deer kill index, you know, and it starts early, and you get to that 100 deer kill index in like March or April, that's when they start hurting.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they've got a good start. They're going in good and healthy, I believe.
Well, I wouldn't mind switching topics here with you, because I did get several reports from fishermen, actually just fishermen that are on the shoreline doing incredibly well for steelhead.
Steelhead and a few coves, too.
Okay.
Yeah. And it seems like the raggeder the weather, the days when it's blowing and you're miserable to stand on the shore and watching your net pushed with a wave, those are the days the fish are active.
Hmm.
But yes, it's been pretty decent. There is not a lot of fishermen at this time of year. We all know that. Most people put it away, but the ones who are out there are doing okay, doing nicely okay.
Well, you know what's funny about saying there's not a lot of fishermen? You know, I get a lot of people who tell me, you know, I don't plan on going steelhead fishing, but I sure enjoy hearing about it on your show, because that's the closest I'm going to get in this weather.
Yeah. You know, there are a lot of people out in boats here right now. If you were out there in a boat, you probably could do okay. But 90% of the boats are away, and the other 10% just didn't get done yet. That's how I look at it. I mean, not many people are putting boats in anymore right now. You know, when deer season comes, that's where people focus their interest. And now it's muzzleloading season starting today. That's where the interest is right now. Then they'll wait for ice.
Are you going to do any muzzleloading?
I don't think so.
No?
I've been in the woods a lot this fall already, and I've got some other things that are cooking right now, so I probably won't muzzleload right now.
How about fishing? No. You going to go fishing? You going to be one of those guys?
I might go yet this afternoon.
Oh, there it is. I knew it.
I might go yet this afternoon. Looks like a good day to go throw out a Cleo or something.
Steve Koski giving us the report from Berrigan County there around Keweenaw Bay. I appreciate your time, Steve.
Thanks. Have fun, everybody.
We'll catch you again soon. This is the Outdoor Show.